Crucifixion and Burial. Jesus was condemned to die by crucifixion. Pilate turned him over to Roman soldiers, who put a crown of thorns on his head and laughed at him. They said, "Look, the King of the Jews!" They beat him and spit on him. They led him away with two criminals to a place called the Skull. All three men were nailed onto crosses with Jesus in the middle. Pilate put a sign on his cross which read, "The King of the Jews." The chief priest said, "Don't write 'The King of the Jews.'" But Pilate said, "I've written what I've written." After the crosses were put into place, Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." It was 9 o'clock in the morning. Some of the people shouted, "If you are the Son of God, come down from that cross." The religious leaders laughed. "He can save others. Oh, but he can't save himself. He said he was the Son of God. Well, why isn't God helping him?" One of the criminals hanging next to Jesus yelled, "If you're the Messiah, save yourself and us." The other criminal yelled back, "Don't you fear God? We deserve to be crucified, but this man is innocent." He then said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus said, "Today, you'll be with me in paradise." Jesus saw his mother standing near the cross and John nearby. He said, "Mother, look to John as your son. John, take care of my mother." Around noon, darkness covered the entire area and lasted for 3 hours. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And then he cried, "It's finished." And he bowed his head and died. At that moment, there was an earthquake and huge boulders split in two. The veil of the temple ripped from the top down to the bottom. The soldiers standing near the cross were afraid when they saw all of this. They looked up at Jesus and said, "It's true. This was the Son of God." Later in the afternoon, other soldiers came to break the legs of those on the cross. They did this to speed up their death. First, they broke the legs of the two criminals. When they came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead. To make sure, a soldier thrust a spear up into his side. A rich man named Joseph went to Pilate and got permission to bury the body of Jesus. The religious leaders also met with him and said he told his disciples that he would rise from the dead on the third day after his death. "We're afraid that they may come and steal the body and then tell everyone that he rose from the dead." Pilate agreed to put a Roman seal on the stone and assign guards to watch the grave. Joseph took the body of Jesus down from the cross and wrapped it in strips of linen cloth with a mixture of spices. He then laid it in his own tomb and rolled a large stone across the entrance. A Roman seal was put in place. Then soldiers stood in front of the grave to guard the body of Jesus.